This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Addison celebrating some birthdays today. One of the first people out here. It is his birthday today. So celebrate alongside with us. Also, we're going to keep the name of the kiddo private for now, but I want to thank Josh and his son for just... they have done an epic amount of stuff helping us try to find auction items and everything for Peace-A-Thon. And then his little boy raised money to donate to Peace-A-Thon. And that's just...
and he wrote a note, too.
That's just downright heartwarming, man.
That is awesome. I love that. He said, I want to help Friends for Peace-A-Thon. That is really cool, man. What a way to start things.
It really is. Yeah, you know what? Clap some more. I like that very much. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Nice job, little man.
Right now, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas.
Now, if I use selective hearing this morning, it was that Mike McCarthy is definitely getting a contract extension.
That's what I heard.
Is that also what you heard?
Can you confirm?
It sounds like it's certainly a potential rehiring, that he hasn't dismissed anything the way most everybody on the outside of the building has already done.
Right. You're talking about Bobby Belt. I got what you're saying. when we talked with Stephen Jones yesterday, it felt like he laid it out for us pretty clearly in terms of Jake Ferguson and Zach Martin. Not saying it's impossible, but it doesn't look like they'll be good to go for Thursday. With Trayvon Diggs then being described as a maybe, and them feeling really confident about Tyler Smith and Brandon Cooks being back in. I realize it was just Monday, you had just played, there's still time, but I thought that was a really insightful breakdown of like where they are on the injury recovery front.
Yeah, and you might add Jake Ferguson into that probably not category.
Yeah,
right?
And same with Awesome Richards.
Like it's a high ankle sprain, and it's probably a couple weeks for him, which is unfortunate because I thought he was performing awfully well out there.
Yeah, and he was.
There was a reason why they were kind of, I don't know if it was alternating series, but working both guys in there, because I thought he was doing a nice job. And at least he understood where he was supposed to line up on the line of scrimmage.
See, okay, I'm with you on that. And then when I look at the group of, I know we were just talking about Ferguson, Martin, Tyler Smith, Trayvon Diggs, Brandon Cooks, it feels like they all have like a defined role and slot on this team, whereas Awesome Richards, to your point, he's fighting to be like, hey, I could be a starter or I could be a backup that you feel really comfortable with. So that injury feels especially unfortunate for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, if we go back to what Jason Garrett used to say about this league is about meritocracy. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter how you got here. It's what you do when you get here. And I think, you know, if you can make an argument that he was playing awfully well. Now, I understand what they want to do with Tyler Guyton. They need to get him reps. That's first-round pick. He needs the experience. He hasn't played a lot of football at the tackle position in his college career, right? And so, you know, you're kind of got an eye towards the future, but you're looking at a pretty physically talented guy. Now he's got to put that to work. But, again, when you're in, you know, the bullets are flying, you're trying to win games. I thought Awesome Richards did a really, really nice job. And because they were using him at tackle, they used other guys at the guard position, which he could have gone in and played guard too, but they liked how he was playing tackle. So, yeah, that one is unfortunate. And I think the other guys, you know, it's really hard to say because if you, you know, kind of read maybe the fine print, it was a walkthrough. Whatever they did yesterday.
Yeah.
So they were projecting, you know. So today's really the only day that they will have somewhat of a practice, but no pads. So maybe you get a better idea today just where some of these guys are, or if they're just trying to get them to Thursday on this short week.
Yeah, trying to get them to Thursday is a very important thing.
Yes, I am in that same boat this week as well.
We're all trying to get to Thursday.
Yeah, I agree with you on that for sure.
Mickey, the Twitterverse yesterday went nuts about Mozzie's game, and I was kind of curious what you've seen from him as this year's gone along, because against Washington, he looked pretty good.
Yeah, I think you know, he had a nice performance. I know it sometimes it doesn't, you know, show up on the stat sheet, but I think he's been doing a decent job holding down the fort. You know, the guy everybody overlooks is Austin.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chauncey and Oso Digizua. I mean, Oso played, I wanted to say 90. Well, I can tell you. The amount of snaps he played in the game was a heavy load for a guy playing defensive tackle. He played 91% of the snaps at defensive tackle. That's a load, right?
Yeah.
Golston played 80%. So they were really leaning on those younger guys on the defensive line. I think Mozzie was at about 50%. And they've kind of, you know, I don't want to say they've given up, but, you know, for the Linville Josephs of the world and Carlos Watkins, they're getting maybe 10 dozen snaps, but they're really relying on these other guys to hold down the fort on the defensive line. And I thought for the most part, they did a pretty darn good job, not only, you know, doing a nice job against the run, but as a group, Would they end up with four sacks? They have five the week before.
Yep.
So they're doing a better job up front. And, you know, for their sake, it's nice that at some point you get rewarded. You know, you can play well the week before and you lose and everything's negligible, right? But if you get a win, some of this stuff that they've been doing finally gets some recognition.
And there were two other things that I wanted to like go a little further and recognize as well. I know one of them was on the last play of the game, but the Commanders turned the ball over three times on Sunday. They only turned the ball over five times all season. So
right.
Even if you want to discount the Hail Mary at the end of the game, like they were still uncharacteristically coughing up the ball. And you obviously some of the credit for that goes to the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The hit Donovan Wilson put on, I forgot who it was, that caused the fumble. You know, and it's not only the takeaways, but the pass breakups, right?
Yes.
When you see that many pass breakups, then somebody's doing something right. I think they finished with like seven pass breakups, three of them to Josh Butler, but they were getting to the ball. So, and a lot of that getting to the ball is your guys up front are putting pressure on the quarterback who has not turned the ball over. What do you have? Went into the game with three interceptions, something like that?
I believe that is correct.
Rookie quarterback, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But if you get pressure on them, then they got to get the ball out and they're not quite as accurate, or they can't wait all day for their guy to get open. So, credit to, you know, the whole group. Now, here's the question. Can they do it again?
Against the Giants.
I guess the Giants. Look, I'm optimistic. The Cowboys got their first scoreless quarter since October 6th.
I know.
Against
I
the
know.
Steelers. That's obviously too damn long. But good for them for getting it done. I think they can have, by no means am I going to argue that this team is going to dominate anybody, but I think they can have a controlling effort against the Giants.
Well, and they need to, and they're playing a backup quarterback, right?
Yes.
And if I remember,
a third string, arguably.
Really? And then if I remembered correctly, their offense was getting shut down completely until late to get a touchdown.
That is correct. Their offense looked terrible in that game.
Yeah. And it sounded like, I think it was Neighbors. There might be a little give up going on.
And Dable yesterday was like, I kind of see some of the points he's making about us not really giving it our all in that game. So that's problematic. That team has problems for sure.
So that's a team that you know, we talk about it more tomorrow or whatever, but don't give them any hope that they can win the game. You got to jump on them early and give them a nice soft pillow to lay their heads on instead of sitting there going, okay, well, now, you know, maybe, we might win this game, you know?
Yeah.
Don't let them get that in their minds, and they will tuck tail. I guarantee you that. So they need to be able to get off to a good start. You know, if you win the toss, take the ball and drive downfield and score a touchdown. Defer this. Go score a touchdown.
Man, I really want a football shirt for the Cowboys that says defer this. I think
Where's the arrow pointing?
Oh,
I bet you guys could make that happen.
Yes, you know, that is a good point. We probably
can.
You know a guy.
You got a guy.
The Cowboys scored their first offensive touchdown in the third quarter last week, so maybe we're on an offensive roll all of a sudden. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
Same time, same station?
That's right. And just, you know, bear with us if we're grumpy tomorrow. We'll be in the midst of our charity show, so it'll be a long day.
What time are you starting?
6 a.m.
God bless you.
There you go.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thank
really
you very much,
that.
Good sir.